first jazz concert here at Fresno City College for the fall semester 2018. My name is Julie Dana, and I'm the director of the Jazz Extension, who is going to be making their way out here in just a moment. Before we start, I wanted to just remind you, if you could throw the phones on airplane mode, or just try to keep that sound down. Yes, and I would very much like to start by thanking the rehearsal accompanist, Jill Webb, who helps the Vocal Jazz learn all the music, and I left her off of the program. So Jill, thank you so much for all your work. That's Jill Webb right there. She's one of the staff accompanists here at City College, and so we're really grateful for her help with the kids. So, with no further ado, please welcome the Jazz Extension.
The way you walk. Faith is a song about wanting to give up, and you have no hope, no faith, and this is a song to kind of sing to yourself or someone you know to, you know, just let go of everything that's holding you back and just go for what you dream of, anything you want. So here's Fly Away Birdie.
Featuring Jessica.
George Gershwin, and he's composed many orchestras, solo pianos, musicals, all of that. And this next song was written specifically for the movie The Goldwyn Follies back in 1938. And this is Love Is Here to Stay.
Here and I found it out by just Googling when she was performing, and I had no idea she was coming to Fresno, so I got my butt here really fast. Anyway, she's one of my favorite singers, and I found a really beautiful arrangement, and I got up the nerve to message her on Twitter, and I was like, hey, I really want to sing this song. Would you be able to send me the chart? And she did, and I never thought I'd be able to sing it. And when I joined the jazz choir, which is how I found out that they had one here, I sent it to Mr. Dana, and he was able to clean it up for me and get it really beautiful. And so now I'm singing it for you today. So that's my story. And, Mr. Dana, I think you'll be coming.
I believe in fantasy, and I believe it's Tina. I have sung in this ensemble now 3 times. I am a substitute this semester, which is all amazing stand. Thank you. And this is lovely.
I am Jessica Meredith. This is my first semester with Jessica.
Hi, I'm Hannah, and this is my first semester.
Christopher, this is my second.
My name is Mariah. This is my second?
Third.
My name is Nate. This is my second semester, and this is my family.
I'm Allie, and this is my seventh semester.
I'm Ariana, and this is my third semester.
Now, are there any lovers in the house? Any lovers? All right, we have a few. One of our favorite composers, songwriters, Mr. Quincy Jones, once said that we cannot live without water and music. Do we believe that?
Yes.
Bart Howard wrote a song that was arranged, that the arrangement that we're doing tonight is from Phil Madsen, and it's called Music for Lovers. So this is for you.
Thank you.
promise I will.
So there you go. The inaugural 18-19 Jazz Singers. The challenge about our groups is each semester we re-audition, so I never know what's going to come through the door at the beginning of the semester, and as you can see, we're a little heavy on the female side, and they are making it work and really doing a great job. I'm very proud of their work. While we're changing scenery, I thought I would call your attention to a few things, not the least of which is that without the support of the college and the support of very important people, we would not be on the stage and we would not have the music program that's going on at this college. And so I want to thank Lisa Cartwright, who is our department secretary, but she was acting dean, department secretary, and administrative aide for the last week because our dean was on vacation and somebody else just changed jobs. So Lisa Cartwright, thank you so much for everything you do for us every day. Yeah. And sitting to Lisa's left is the dean of the Fine Performing and Communication Arts, and he says yes most of the time, and is a really staunch supporter, and you'll always see him in the audiences of all our events, not just music, but theater, dance, the art gallery showings. He is around, and Neil Vanderpool, thank you very much for all the support. So just to call your attention to a couple of things, in the lobby you may or may not have seen this. This is our 18-19 Fine Performing and Communication Art brochure. You'll find all the theater events, all the music events, all the dance events, the communications things, the art gallery showings. It's a really great brochure to find out what's going on in the arts here. And this last page is super cool, because it's all on one page and you can hang it up on your bulletin board so you don't forget when we have events going on. And speaking of events, next Tuesday, our jazz combos and our Latin jazz, conducted by Paulo Casey and George Ramirez, will be performing on the stage. That's Tuesday night. And then our new band director, concert band, wind ensemble director, Alicia Wilson, will be on this very stage on Wednesday next week, and they will be opening their season with the Wind Ensemble with Falling in Love with Music. How's that? So we're really excited to have these new members here. Before I introduce the band, there's a big apple you saw in the lobby of the thing when you came in, and that was one of my creatives, one of my kids. The singers, the whole choral program has been invited to perform at Carnegie Hall in June of 2019. So, very excited. So, there's a lot of fundraising going on in our future, and so that big apple is for donations, but you can also make donations through the website. And we also have this cool little Jamba card if you're a Jamba Juice fanatic. They're buy one, get one cards, and you pay 10 bucks, but you can go to Jamba and get six large buy one, get ones with that card. So if you want one, the kids have them and they'll be out at the lobby. Being the senior member of the music faculty all of a sudden in one quick summer, it was a really tough semester in the spring because we were losing, but we were gaining. And you're about to see how fortunate we truly are in the newness that is Fresno City Music Department. We are so fortunate to have Paulo Casey here as the director of jazz studies. And here's a wonderful band. So please welcome the jazz ensemble and their group, Paulo Casey.
We're going to play a familiar song right now called the B-flat tune.
When swing meets hip hop, you get that tune, which is called Giddy Up. I think jazz tunes are notorious for having kind of stupid names. That would be one. That's Giddy Up. But that was a. I noticed this recently. You know, with kind of the people that say that jazz is dead. I know that you don't believe that because you're here. But all of these composers to this music are all living composers right now that are writing actively. That was a fairly new piece of music entitled Giddy Up by Rick Hirsch. And he lives in Pennsylvania as a copyist for Bob Menzer. So if you're familiar with Bob Menzer's music, he kind of writes in that style. We're going to end with a piece by Bob Menzer, so you can get familiar with that. That featured on the tenor saxophone, Mr. Anthony Arias. Yeah. And then on the guitar, Mr. Salvador Viscara Jimenez. How was that? Can I get a fact check on that? Sal, how did that go? I've been practicing his name for a couple months. He left. I guess it didn't go very well. Okay, we're going to continue. This is another original composition, a couple years old, but not too old. This is written by a gentleman by the name of Scott Ninmer. He composes, he's the staff arranger of the President's Own. He was a student at Manhattan School of Music and has got a bunch of really incredible compositions, and I think this is one of them. This is called Any Moment Now, and it's an original of Scott's, and it's going to feature Gunnar Tapp on the trumpet, and just one of my new favorite people in the whole world, Mr. Miles Hernandez on the drums. Now you know why I like Miles so much. What do you think, man? He's 11 years old. Would you believe that? That is unbelievable. We have his birth certificate. He brought it to the concert. We can prove it to you. Yeah, cool. We're going to continue. This is, I find myself in a situation where, you know, we're at Fresno City College now, and when the faculty here talks about the pieces, they talk about the history of the piece and about the composer and the food that they ate and where they came from and where they lived. And so I get nervous about that because I'm just kind of a jazz person that just likes to play music that sounds good to me. So I've done some research on this piece. This is an original piece by Jeff Keyser. Jeff Keyser is a phenomenal... Now I'm going to make up a bunch of stuff about this. No, that's not true. I've known about this piece for years. This actually, and this sounds kind of fancy, right? This is the third movement in a suite that Jeff Keyser wrote. Jeff Keyser is a wonderful piano player who lives actually in San Diego, but is on the road quite a bit. This is from his Southeast Alaskan suite, which was premiered in Scotland by the Scottish National Jazz Orchestra, so it's official. And it's called Bowline, so no pun intended. Actually, pun intended. It's going to feature the bowed bass and also bass clarinet on the melody. So it's a knot used to tie, and for the nautical term is bowline. So it's going to feature also on the trumpet, Mr. Chandler Parkin. So we hope you enjoy Jeff Keyser's Bowline.
Do you
There's a lot of colors in that one. Right, anybody get seasick? Are you okay? Okay, I hope so. Yeah, we had the tuba on that. I'm trying to recruit some French horns to play on that tune because I feel like that really will help it too, but they all had so many gigs tonight. We are going to continue. This is another young composer. This gentleman just finished his doctorate at the University of North Texas, and now he's a saxophone professor and composer at the University of Eau Claire in Wisconsin. It's called Honeybee, and I don't know why it's called that, but if you want to imagine a honeybee while we play this, you can. I was trying to get one of the students or a couple of students to wear costumes to help you tonight, but they were all, they had other things in mind. So this is an original, but yeah, by Aaron Hinstrom called Honeybee, and it's just going to feature not anyone in particular other than Miles Hernandez on the brushes, and so this is kind of a showcase for him because I love him so much. We can do that. So here we go. Here's Honeybee. Yeah, see? It's named it for him. His nickname is Honeybee. There. That works.
Thank you.
So my thought for the set of music tonight was to start with something really exciting and kind of funky and kind of hip-hop-ish. Not necessarily hip-hop-ish. That wasn't my desired goal from the beginning. But it maybe should be a goal for all of us all the time. And then to do some music that was more textural and then end with something that makes you happy. And so for me, if I'm ever sad, I like to listen to music that's in the style of a shuffle. So hopefully after we play this, you will feel inclined to move. And I think that was something that was cool about the vocal group is they incorporated people in the audience like feeling it. I think sometimes with this music, it started out like, for big bands especially, you know, music that people were dancing to, and then something happened where like no one dances anymore, and we just like sit and like, my, this is excellent funk you're playing right now. It's very enjoyable. So somehow we've lost. So if you want to move, I mean, I said this the other night, like if somebody plays a solo and you like that, you can get excited about it, because I think some of the stuff that we played in the middle was kind of cerebral on purpose, because my goal is hopefully to always have you feel something when it's over differently. I feel connected to that piece for whatever reason. So I want to say before we finish our last tune, this is an original by Bob Menzer called Yeah, Yeah, Yeah. And it features on the trombone Mr. Cameron Galling. Yeah, that's nice. And then also the lovely and talented Mr. Blake McAllister on the baritone saxophone. Yeah. So I want to say, because I came in the spring to Mike Dana's last concert, and I remember hanging out with him and some people after that concert was over, and there were some people who came back from Mike Dana's first band at City College, and they were there, and I was there, and I know, and I played with some of those musicians, and it was really kind of a beautiful thing. So I would like to say publicly that no matter whatever else happens in the future, you were part of my first band, and I really, really appreciate that deeply. So thank you so much for being a part of it. Yeah. And there's some really fantastic people. So this is why I'm here. And this is why I wanted to come here to work with this band. And be here. And then I would also end with one thing, too, about the vocal jazz group. And this is unique, and I want to see more people, because here's the deal. Every middle school and high school in the Valley has a vocal program, and none of them have vocal jazz. So they should be dying to get into this vocal jazz group. And I think it's a wonderful thing that I've watched from a distance, and I'm really happy to be a part of it. I'm going to do everything I can to support as much as possible, because I think it's wonderful music, and there's new music being written for these idioms. That's really fantastic stuff. So I will get off my soapbox, but I think it's really special what they're doing. Yeah. And also, I will say quickly, thank you to the faculty here that's made me super welcome. I have no idea what I'm doing. I've been on the stage in this suit since August, just waiting for the concert, and now it's paid off because I'm early. But also, and thank you to Dean Vanderpool for coming out and be supportive, and Lisa, the secretary, and Julie and Mike, and everybody on the faculty. That's just great. And so, yeah, it's been a blast. Thank you. We're going to play Yeah, Yeah, Yeah. If you feel encouraged to move, you physically can move if that's your thing. If not, otherwise, you can handle your business. All right, here we go.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Nick Crespin on the piano. I almost left him off the program today, but I believe his grandfather was in the division office and said, wait a minute. The print shop, this guy's Nick Crespin. So I tried to double down by forgetting him from the concert tonight. But I will say this. He's a beautiful guy. Didn't he sound great? Yeah. Thank you. Awesome. I'm going to leave that. Thank you again. We'll be back with some jazz on Tuesday, and then this band with the jazz singers will be back on December 6th. So we hope to see you then. And then also, I know this completely goes against protocol, but as a fan of jazz, I will tell you this as a secret. There is a concert on Friday. Don't tell anybody I told you this. There's a concert on Friday night, and there's a guy by the name of Tigran Hamasi who's coming. He plays piano. If you go to this concert, you'll thank me later. Or you'll be terrified. It'll be one of those two things. But it'll be really good. So I know that has nothing to do with here, but it's jazz in Fresno, I think. He also might be boxing. There also might be some stuff, some folk melodies in Armenian. But the point is, I think it'll be really good, so you should check it out. And then come back on Tuesday for the combos in Latin jazz. Thank you so much. Have a great night.